Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In 3, 2, 1.
7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okel and this is the Sweat 7.
You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Welcome to your abs workout today. So 7 moves, we're going to make it pretty cardio this one, so there'll be plenty of jumping around for an abs workout. You are going to be starting though on the mat on your back for your jackknives. So that is lifting up, reaching opposite hand to opposite foot, and then extending all the way back out. 40 seconds on each move today with 20 seconds rest in between, and we start in 10 seconds time.
9, 8,
so
seven,
jackknives to
six,
start, reaching
five,
opposite hand to
four,
opposite foot in 3, 2, 1.
Good.
Good. So into these jackknives. We've got 40 seconds here to wake up those abs, to start to drive that heart rate up. As I said, there will be plenty of cardio moves in this ab session today. For now though, switching on through the core. You are halfway through, keep reaching all the way up. Ideally, legs stay nice and straight. If like me, you've got super tight hamstrings, that's all good. Bent knees are fine. For the next 10 seconds, keep moving through them for 5. 3, 2, 1. Good, staying right where you are. In 20 seconds time, it is straight leg sit-up, so keeping both legs extended out along the mat. We're just going to curl all the way up, reaching those hands up towards the ceiling until you're in an L shape, and then rolling back down. 3, 2, and 1. Great leg sit up. So we curl that body up with your hands up over your head, reaching up towards the ceiling, finding that hinge at the top, and then rolling back down onto the mat. Curl all the way up, lower back down, keeping those legs on the mat. Again, if your legs are super tight, you might need a little bend in the knee. That's okay if we need it. More than halfway. So you've got 10 more seconds on these. Give me a couple more. All the way up and down. 5 more seconds. 3, 2, and 1. Bringing it up on to your feet. We are going to come into some star jumps now. So really keeping that core engaged, but driving that heart rate up. In 10 seconds, we go through 40 seconds of star jumps. In 3, 2, 1. So this is your chance to really drive that heart rate up, get a bit of cardio action going. But this is an abs workout, so I want you to think about what that core is doing the whole time. That is your engine. That is right at the center of everything. That is where your strength and power comes from. For these star jumps, reaching your hands all the way up overhead. You're halfway through them. Good. Keep it moving all the way up, all the way over. Bouncing those feet out and in for 10 more seconds. Squeezing that core nice and tight. 5, 3, 2, and 1. Bring it down to the mat for me, my friends. We come back to where we started with those jackknives. Opposite hand to opposite foot. We are taking it there.
10, 9, 8.
We are going to repeat
7,
your first
6,
two moves. Jackknives
5,
in
4, 3,
2, 1.
Go.
So like I always say, if we do something for a second time in a set, let's make it a little bit harder, a bit more challenging, a little bit quicker, a bit more range. We never want to repeat the same exercise in exactly the same way. We push it ever so slightly, reaching up, opposite hand to opposite foot. You are halfway. Last time we're doing these jackknives, so make them count, reaching all the way up and then lowering all the way back down. You got 8 more seconds, keep them going. For 3, 2, and 1. So we follow those the way we did before with our straight leg sit-ups, extending those legs all the way out. Hands start overhead, we curl up until we're in that L shape with hands pointing up towards the ceiling in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Into those straight leg sit-ups. So starting with those arms extended all the way up over your head, and then we curl up until we are in that perfect right angle, finding that little bit of compression at the front of the hips. That feels too tight. If it is too much, we can put a slight bend in the knee. We curl up, we roll it down. Past the halfway point for these straight leg sit-ups and for your whole workout. You've got 10 more seconds here. 2 moves remain. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Bring it up on to your feet. 2 high intensity moves to finish this set off. We are coming into your high knees. So it is a sprint on the spot again. Keeping that core nice and tight. 5. High knees in 3, 2, 1. Into those high knees. So driving up, 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 using your arms to pump. And as before with those star jumps, we use the core as the engine. So keeping that core super tight. Chest up nice and tall. Sprinting towards the finish. Second to last exercise. Halfway through it, 20 second sprint now. Driving with those knees, light on your toes. Give me 10 more seconds before we bring it down to the mat for your last exercise. We have got another 3, 2, 1. Bring it down, team, for your last move of this session. It is, of course, mountain climbers. However quick that sprint was, I want that same pace here down 9, on the ground. 8, we go 7, mountain climbers 6, in 5, 4, in 3, 2, 1. Rapid fire from that high plank position. 1, 2, 1, 2, mountain climbers till the end. This is it, your last move of 7. We push through, make sure those shoulders are stacked over your wrists. Core stays nice and tight throughout. That is your engine, that is what we're working. That is what will power you through the final 15 seconds of your workout. Drive, drive, drive all the way for 10 more seconds, team. Keep it going for 5. You got 3, 2, 1. And done. Well done. Amazing work. So I know I said at the top it was an ab session, which it was, but hopefully you got a little bit of a sweat on there too. Well done, great work. I will see you back here again for another Sweat 7.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 network published by Daft Doris.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.